This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. One of the Evergreen High School students who was shot and severely injured is improving. A hospital spokesperson says Matthew Silverstone is now in fair condition. Matthew had just turned 18 the day before the shooting. His uncle now calls him a hero. He shared cards from classmates sent to the hospital detailing how Matthew helped save their lives. The other student shot in the attack is still in serious condition. Officials have not shared that student's identity. Colorado will face yet another state budget crisis next year, according to economic forecasts presented to state lawmakers yesterday. KUNC's Lucas Brady Wood reports the legislature already had to solve two major budget issues this year.
First, last spring, lawmakers had to fix a $1 billion shortfall driven mostly by rising healthcare and education costs. Then, last month, they had to close a more than $700 million budget hole created by changes in federal tax policy. Now, economic forecasters say Colorado is headed for another deficit next year to the tune of $850 million. In other words, maintaining the same level of government services next year will cost that much more than the state will have to spend. The shortfall will once again be largely due to increasing costs of healthcare and education. That plus the spending cap set by the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Closing next year's deficit will also be more challenging because lawmakers exhausted many of their budgeting options this year.
This is CPR News.